Your conference is being recorded.
Okay, there we go, friends. Welcome. This is the start of RL101, which is identifying your leadership strengths. So thanks for all joining today. As I mentioned just before we started this, I've asked you to be on mute just so we could mitigate the noise that's coming in from our backgrounds. However, if at any point you have a question or a thought or something you would like to say, please just unmute yourself and say it. So because we're doing this all by phone and we're not doing Zoom or Google Meets or something where we have a camera on, there's no raising your hands. This isn't a class. So please unmute yourself and just speak. And then, you know, we can get your input and say that way. Some of you had texted me earlier today kind of asking me what the conference calls were like, and so I appreciate that. You're always welcome to text or call me if you're having problems logging in or you have questions about the content or material. I will always walk you through it. So as I mentioned to some people that were asking questions today, how our conference calls generally go is we have this hour together. There is some content that I will go through, which is why I said if you have your computer and internet, that's handy. But if not, that's okay. We can manage without it. And I'm just going to cover some of the content. I'm going to cover a little bit about the assignments that you'll need to do. And then I will also ask questions. So these are questions for each of us to answer. So everyone will get a chance to talk. I'm not talking straight for an hour. Everyone will get a chance to speak, but they are just questions about your own thoughts and your opinions of things. So there is no right or wrong answer. This isn't like a math question of what's 5 times 4 or something like that. These are really just your thoughts and what you think and feel about things. So not to get worried about if there's a right or wrong answer about it. This space today is really meant for all of us to learn from one another. So some of you may share amazing things that I hadn't even thought of, and it's really just a time for us to collaborate with one another. So I will give you a heads up on kind of where we're going with things. All right, this particular learning event that we're looking at, explore some of the things leaders need to know and be able to do when they work with volunteers in their community. So through this training, you'll learn more about yourself and identify opportunities to grow as a youth leader. So to kick off our call, I'm going to give everyone a chance to introduce yourself. We're just kind of going to go, I was going to go alphabetically, but we're very heavy on the letter A, and I can't think that quickly, so we're going to go Amanda, Abby, and then we'll go Alicia, Eliza, Ashley, Alex, Chloe, then Jana, then Caitlin, then Lillian. And if that is not in alphabetical order, don't worry about it. So what's going to happen is you're just going to unmute yourself on the phone. You're going to tell me your name and community that you're calling in from, and you're going to share one strength that helps you or someone else be a better leader. So I'll go first, and then I'm going to make Abby go. So this will give all of you a little bit of time to kind of think and reflect what will work best for you, or what your answer is going to be, and then you'll have the opportunity to speak. So I'll start off. My name is Amanda. I live in Samba Cay, also known as Yellowknife. And I'd say one of my strengths as a leader is, oh, goodness, I would say coordinating people. So getting people to the space and organizing where they're where their tasks lie. And Abby will probably laugh at that because she knows I love to, like, organize everything. So, Abby, you'll be next, and then Alicia, Eliza, and then I'll remind people as we go. So, Abby, if you want to unmute yourself.
Hi, so I'm Abby, and I'm currently in Olds, Alberta, but I'm originally from Hay River, but I've also lived in Yellowknife a little bit, so I'm kind of all over the place. But one of my leadership strengths that really helps me is effective communication, and I think that along with that, a lot of people don't really realize that, like, listening is a big part of communication as well. So I think that it's really important to always be clear, but also let other people have their chance to be heard in that sense. So, yeah, that's me.
Thanks so much, Abby. We're going to go Alicia, Eliza, Ashley, Alex. So, Alicia, if you want to unmute yourself now, you can talk.
Hi.
There we go. We can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm from Ulahuksuk, and I think that one of my strengths that helps me be a leader is good communication. Like, being a leader is, like, part of my everyday because I'm the oldest sibling of 9.
Okay, so communication is definitely key. Oh, my goodness, Alicia. Excellent. Thank you so much. Eliza, if you want to unmute yourself now.
My name is Eliza Olohofto, and probably the same as Alicia, but not the oldest sister.
Eliza, where are you in the order of your siblings?
The second oldest.
Second oldest. Excellent. So it sounds like both of you are very busy and probably organizing your siblings.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to get one of the kids' phones, but they won't listen.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I really appreciate you both being here and trying to manage your siblings while doing this. So thank you so much. Thanks, Alicia and Eliza. We'll pop over to Ashley and Alex.
Okay, my name's Ashley, and I am currently in Yellowknife. Leader, or one of my strengths as a leader, probably my ability to delegate effectively. At least I hope so.
Let's hope that. That's key to your job. Thanks, Ashley. Thanks. Alex, and then I said that we would go to Chloe and then Jana.
Hi, guys. I can confirm Ashley is a good delegator. I am also here in Yellowknife. And one of my strengths as a leader, I think, is just my willingness to help. I really like helping people, and I like finding ways to make sure everybody can be involved. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex. It's true. You always do find ways to help everyone out. Well, thanks. Chloe, then Jana, Caitlin, and Lillian. So, Chloe, if you want to unmute yourself.
Okay.
And you're unmute.
My name is Chloe. I'm from Yellowknife. And I think one trait that helps me be a better leader is my strategic and quick thinking. I think I just got that through, like, experience and practicing. And I think it's really good because you need to know, like, you need to be able to think up of new solutions if something goes wrong.
Awesome. I love it, Chloe. Quick thinking. That's always important and great to have someone with that skill. So thanks. Jana.
Hi, my name is Jana. I'm from Yellowknife.
And a good leadership skill I have is listening to others and, like, taking into account their thoughts and opinions on things. I like to, listen to what other people say before I make a decision.
Excellent. I love it. Thanks so much, Jana. Caitlin, and then Lillian. So, Caitlin, you can unmute yourself.
Hi, my name's Caitlin. I'm also from Yellowknife. And one skill I have that I think is important to leadership is courage. I'm willing to be the first person to speak or start a conversation, which I think is fairly important in any team or group situation. So, yeah.
Thanks, Caitlin. You may regret saying that, because now if we're stuck, I'm coming to you first. Thanks so much. And Lillian.
Hi, my name is Lillian. I'm from Hay River. And one thing that helps me be a better leader is getting everyone involved.
Getting everyone involved. Excellent. Thanks so much, Lillian. Before we move on, is there anyone else that hopped on the call or anyone that I accidentally missed? If I did, please unmute yourself and say so. Okay, excellent. Thanks, friends. I really appreciate you all being so willing to share, especially since I'm just through a phone to you, so you may have met me before or maybe not, but I appreciate you all being so willing to just dive in and share with all of us. That's going to be really important for our learning journey together. Now, as we continue, I am going to reference some of the slideshows. So some people said they were able to log in. If you weren't able to log in, don't worry about it. I will always explain what's on the screen. And anyone that's stuck that didn't get logged in, at the end of the call, myself or Abby will stay on the line and we can help you get logged in. Okay, so for those of you that do have your computer in front of you and are logged in to the learn.wexnorth.ca, you're clicking on the RL101-4NT, and then that should open up Identify Your Leadership Strengths NT on the main page. Now, just above where it says weeks 1 and 2, you should see a line that says view the RL101 presentation in English, in Inuktitut, or in French. So you can choose which language you would like to view this presentation in. But I'm just going to be referencing these slides. So if it is in front of you, you can follow along with the slides. If you do not have this in front of you, that is okay. I will explain what's on the screen and we'll get you set up for next time. Okay, so the first slides, you can kind of just jump through a little bit. What we're going to is slide 6. You can scroll down to slide 6. Okay, so this presentation you can view anytime. Doesn't have to be right now. At any point throughout our month together, you can look at this, and this is really where the content of our learning event is. So on slide 6, it suggests that leadership comes from within. So it's within each of us, within our families, within our communities. This is how it is presented in this course. If you slide down now to slide 7, the two resources that are on here are in Activity 1. So I had a couple people ask me today about Activity 1. Activity 1, there isn't anything for you to submit. You're just
reading these two resources, because they can help you think about how upbringing and cultural differences can influence the way in which each of us are leaders in our own ways. So before I move on from here, because we are going to talk again, I want you all just to sit and reflect for a minute. If you read these already, great. If not, that is okay. You didn't have to do that before today. But just think for a minute about, what does leader or leadership mean to me? So I want you to think, like, even within your own community, who do you view as a leader, or how do you see their leadership strengths? So you're going to think about this for a second, because we are going to go to a round table again and share our thoughts about this. And for ease of my brain for now, we're just going to keep the same order that we did our introductions in. So we'll go around the circle. I should also mention, if any of you do not feel comfortable sharing or you're feeling a little bit stuck, you can absolutely say pass. I'm not going to, like, force you to speak if you really aren't comfortable with it. So you can pass if you need to. Otherwise, all you're going to do in just a couple of sentences is share or describe what leadership means to you. So remember, I told you at the beginning of this call that there wasn't a right or wrong answer. This is your own reflection. This is your own thoughts on what you think leadership means to you. So I will start, and then Abby. So this gives everybody else some time, because Abby knew the questions already. But I'll go in on Abby, and then we'll use the same order again. And I'm just going to keep track of our thoughts here. So I'll kick us off. When I think about leadership, to me, it's about listening and learning from others. And then maybe formulating a plan, or kind of reflecting on what I've heard or learned from others. So for me, leadership is a lot about learning. Abby, if you want to unmute yourself, you're next.
So for me, leadership, or being a leader, is about being able to help a group of people achieve something. So whether that's with learning or a team activity, you can usually pick out someone who's helping that group and the success or the end goal that they're trying to help them get to.
Great ideas there, Abby. Thank you. Alicia, are you able to unmute yourself and give your idea of what you think leadership means?
Leadership means being organized, on track, and guiding people.
Organized, on track, and guiding people. Excellent. Those are really great thoughts, Alicia. Thank you. Eliza, your turn.
I'm going to talk for now.
Okay, Eliza's going to pass for now. No problem. We can circle back if you think of something. Ashley and Alex.
This is Ashley. So leadership to me is really about supporting others so that they feel productive and effective in their roles.
Excellent. So building others up. Great. Thanks, Ashley.
This is Alex. So for me, leadership means being willing to stand up and be a voice for yourself and for those who are around you, maybe not quite as confident to stand up and speak for what they need.
Excellent thoughts. I love how much we're all really reflecting on, you know, working with others and helping others and giving them a voice. This is great. Okay,
The next little bit of order, just so you all have a heads up, is Chloe, Jana, Caitlin, Lillian. So, Chloe, if you want to unmute.
Okay. Very similar to what everyone else said, I think leadership is helping and guiding and organizing with others to achieve, like, one common goal.
That's a really good point, Chloe, about that common goal. I'm going to talk about that shortly in a couple slides here. So, great reflection. Thank you. Jana?
I also agree with Alex, being the voice for others, and while also involving everybody else and making sure that they feel seen and, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, Caitlin, you're next.
To me, leadership is kindness, inclusivity, and like a few other people said, being a voice for those who need one or their voice needs an amplifier, I guess. So being there to support and help them and help others grow. I don't know if that made sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Those are really great ideas, Caitlin. And, yeah, kind of bringing together what a lot of people are saying. But I also really appreciate and love that you mentioned inclusivity and kindness. Because I think, especially as we live in this COVID world right now, we need extra of that. So, thanks. Those are excellent thoughts. And, Lillian, what about you?
To me, it means, like, helping each other, getting everyone involved, and, like, having great communication skills.
Yeah, so we're back at those communication skills and those being so essential. Excellent. Did anybody have any additional thoughts or ideas on what leadership means to them before we move on? Any extra ones you thought of? Okay, so friends, if you are looking at your slides, we talked about slides 6 and 7. I'm now looking at slide 8, and slide 8 talks about recreation leadership roles. So what are different roles as recreation leaders that we can play? So ones that are listed on the slide for those that can't see, talk about a recreation coordinator, a recreation programmer, a fitness leader. It could also mean an archery coach or a different kind of sport, a summer day camp leader, a youth coordinator, a volunteer board member, because those are also essential, or a sports official. So that is just a small snippet of the potential of recreation leaders. Obviously, there's lots more that could fall under that umbrella. But these are the different types of leadership roles that we're looking at and why it's important to think about, why it's important to think about what leadership means to you and how you see that unfolding within your community. So some of you may have thought in your head about specific people and the type of leadership that they display and what you like and appreciate from those. Other of you may have just thought about even people within your home. You might have thought of your parents or a grandparent or an elder that has some leadership skills that you admire and appreciate. So these are just some of the ideas. On slide 9, we talk about community recreation leaders. So when we look at our community, people may or may not have a formal title. So having a title doesn't mean, you know, either which way, that you're responsible for everything or you're not responsible for anything. Not having a title, you could also play a large role in your community recreation. So a title doesn't necessarily mean mean things. We're looking for having role models in our communities, making our communities better places to live, work, play. Community recreation leaders that are using their qualities and strengths to grow as a leader, just as many of you are and many of you mentioned, and encouraging leadership in others. So a lot of you talked about, you know, that leader being someone that's helping to achieve something, supporting others, giving others a voice, helping others feel seen or heard. And that's exactly what we're looking at as those community recreation leaders and as you're growing your leadership strength and your qualities. Slide 10 now. So if you're on your slide, you can look at 10. You'll see a little information there and a click to another link. So this area here is from David Clark. He's from Rankin Inlet in Nunavut. So he shared his story about when he helped Recreation North, so us, win the Arctic Inspiration Prize. And one thing that David said in his message is that it's paramount that leadership is shared among many. So he really talks about, you know, not just one person being responsible for things, but leadership really being shared among many people. So even just think for a second about your community, and I'm going to give you an example, but I want you to think of your community that you're calling in from. Is there someone that ends up playing a large recreation leadership role in some area or some capacity that if they weren't to do that anymore, would that activity still continue? Would it live on? So an example I can give you is I can think of a community in the NWT that this person has a very strong soccer presence. They look after a lot of the soccer program. However, when that person went on maternity leave and was taking a break to raise their family, a lot of that programming stopped. So it was kind of put on pause because a lot of that program was with one person. So what David's really talking about here is that leadership, that programming that happens, the responsibility of different recreational activities really needs to be shared amongst many people. It's not just one person's responsibility. So it's not just our rec coordinator in our community that has to look after all the recreation. They might lead things, but it's not them that's looking after everything. We need to spread it out among many. So we're going to go to a question again, but I'm going to go the reverse order this time so that Alicia and Eliza can get a break from being at the top of the list. So we'll still go Amanda, Abby, but then we're going to go Lillian, Caitlin, Dana, Chloe, Alex, Ashley, Eliza, Alicia. And so I want you to think about yourself, put yourself in your community where you're calling in from. And I want you to think about how are you a leader in your community right now? So either how you see yourself as a leader in your community right now or how others maybe see you as a leader in your community right now. So I want you just to think about that for a second. Abby and I will go first to give you some time to think. But think about how are you a leader in your community? Okay, so I'll start. The way that I mostly see myself as a leader in my community lately is largely with sharing my dance play and my yoga play knowledge. So largely I see myself as teaching others and leading them in how to become more skilled in teaching those areas that they can teach it in their own communities. So I find myself more as a leader of passing on knowledge these days. seems to be where I'm sitting. Abby, let's go to you.
Yeah, so mine is pretty similar, but I find, because I'm big into hockey, so while I'm here in Olds, I'm volunteering with younger teams, helping them kind of in a coaching role instead of Amanda's role where she's kind of coaching coaches. So that's kind of the role I play as a leader in my community, and it's, again, sharing knowledge like Amanda has said, so pretty similar there.
Awesome. Thanks, Abby. Okay, I said we'd go reverse order. So Lillian, Caitlin, Jana, Chloe. So Lillian, if you want to unmute yourself.
Well, the way I see myself, I get involved with like a lot of like activities for teams. I like to volunteer with them and like work with them and help them. So that's how I see myself.
Awesome, Lillian. And I love that you, like, right off the bat mentioned right away about volunteering and getting involved that way. So that's also a really important way to get involved. So not just necessarily a certain title or a position, but even just volunteering is so important to our communities. So thank you. Caitlin, let's go to you.
So I'm part of a few groups within my community, and I think I'm a leader by helping others grow through those groups, as well as I'm one of, I think it's only two female wrestlers in the NWT, so I guess pushing, or not in the NWT, but yelling, so pushing those gender norms and trying to help and teach people to go outside their comfort zone or what's considered the norm, I guess.
Yeah, that's a great example, Caitlin. Thanks for sharing that. But yeah, certainly showing people that there's, you know, opportunity for others to take part in things. It's not a certain person or gender that maybe participates in something. So great work. Way to show that there is a path there. Awesome job. Dana.
I haven't really volunteered in a lot of things because I only started getting out of my shell this year. But as I continue to try to go to more clubs and stuff at school and get myself more involved, I would like to try to be more of a leader, especially since I'm graduating this year and I want to leave my mark in my community. So hopefully this course will help me do that and get out of my shell more.
Thanks for sharing that, Jana. And I think as we go through this learning event, you will probably realize that you're more of a leader than what you think. It just may not be in specific areas is all. But I'm willing to bet you're going to see it throughout this learning event. So thanks for being so honest with that. Chloe, let's hop to you.
Well, I help out with a lot of clubs in my school. But my passion is really with Green Team. And I see myself as a leader with when I'm working with members in that group and we organize and plan events in our school and community.
Excellent, Chloe. I also really appreciate and love that you mentioned that you have a passion for something, because oftentimes our leadership and where we find it easiest to lead can be in those areas where we really are passionate about. So great idea and example. Thank you. Alex and Ashley, how are you a leader in your community?
Hey guys, it's Alex.
I'm struggling with this one, I'm not gonna lie.
I guess
something that I'm perhaps not a leader on now, but I'm educating myself so that I could be in the future, is that I'm doing an online course right now in disability and accessibility, so that I can help youth and youth organizations around Yellowknife become more accessible to youth and others who might have needs that aren't being met. So hopefully someday I will be more of a leader in that field.
I love it. Way to expand your knowledge, Alex. That's great. And Ashley?
Hi, yeah, this is Ashley. I think I am hearing Alex's sentiment and that I was struggling with this one a little bit. But I think just sharing all the great experiences that I've had as a youth growing up in the Northwest Territories to help promote and develop more opportunities for youth development.
Thanks, Ashley. I think that's, like, so important to share, especially with this youth ambassador group, because eventually you youth ambassadors will be talking about your experience that might, like, you know, have someone gain interest or want to be involved with youth ambassador programs. So, yeah, I think that's a great way of being a leader in your community, is always showing those positive experiences and sharing those with others. Thanks, Ashley. Eliza and then Alicia. So, Eliza, if you want to unmute.
Hi, I'm a very shy person. So I don't really do any activities. That's why I came on here, to learn how to become a leader.
Amazing. I am just so proud of you for, like, reaching out today, getting set up, and coming on the call. So I think that's amazing. If that's, like, something that's normally outside of your comfort zone, the fact that you've done that is great and shows that you want to grow as a leader. So thanks. That is amazing. Good job. Alicia.
Thank you. Hi. I'm a leader by staying active in my community. Right now I'm at a workplace with UCC, and I'm joining student council tomorrow, and I'm running for DEA student representative. So I'm trying to learn how to become a better leader.
Awesome. That's great. Good luck tomorrow, Alicia.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for sharing your thoughts and even just your commitment to trying to grow yourself and learn more and become even stronger leaders in your communities in your own way. As I said earlier, I guarantee you that you are all leaders in some shape or form. You just may not see it yet. And as we go through this learning event, I'm willing to bet that you're going to start seeing where your strengths are and what you do provide as a leader to your community or your class or your home in lots of different areas of your life. So what I want to talk about is the activity that you are going to work on for, I think I said that it was due November 10th. I'm just double checking. Okay, yeah. So I said November 10th that you have a required learning activity due. So if you are looking at the slideshow, you can go to slide 12 and you'll see what the questions are. However, in your core area, you're doing activity number 3. And activity number 3, what it's talking about is for you just to post an answer. So your post is only going to be, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 sentences. This isn't meant to be like a novel. I'm not looking for a one-page essay or anything like that. What I'm looking for is your reflection on these questions. And the questions that you're going to answer are these. Number one, who is a leader in my life? It could be anyone, whoever you see as a leader. So it could maybe be a sibling, a parent, a teacher, a rec leader in your community. It could, like, anyone that you view as a leader. This is your thought. Okay, number two, what is a symbol that represents this person's leadership? So you're going to give some kind of a symbol to them. So I'm going to give you all an example as we go through this, just so you can have something in your mind while you answer these questions. So who is a leader in my life? I would say my grandmother is a leader in my life. What's a symbol that represents this person's leadership? For my grandmother, I would say, a loaf of bread is a symbol that I would use for my grandmother. And the reason I say this symbol is because she always makes, like, the best homemade bread. But what I always find interesting about it is that, you know, the dough starts small and then it rises and it gets bigger. And that's largely how I view my grandmother's leadership, is that, you know, she'll start out small, but she always expands that. So she'll have an idea of, oh, I want to help these couple people, and it turns into helping out a lot more people. So the symbol that I've used for her is a loaf of bread. Homemade. It can't be store-bought. Homemade. Then we go on to question three, which is, how am I a leader? And a lot of you already talked about that today. So you're going to think about that a little bit more and put that into writing. So how am I a leader? And the fourth question, how can the Youth Ambassador Program help me to become a more confident leader? So this could be your ideas on what you're hoping to get out of this. It could be what you think from what we've already discussed, how it's going to help you be a more confident leader. But remember, there is no right or wrong answer to this. It is your thoughts and ideas. So you are going to put that all together. And in our course area on number three, when you go in that area, you'll be able just to write your answer right in there. So if people need help with that, like I said, text or call me. I'll help you and walk you through that. But that is the first activity that you are going to do, that you're really posting it. Now, once you've posted it, other people can view it. So just like a heads up that other people will see what you're posting. But the nice part about this is that everyone here can read each other's posts and you can respond. So if you see someone posted something and you're like, oh, I know that person too, you're so right, or you have a thought to add to it, you are welcome to post to that. So just remember, we can all see it. You can all comment and chat back and forth with one another. But that is the one thing that you do need to do before our next phone call. The other thing that happens before our next phone call is activity number four, which is just a little activity to do online. So there is no writing or recording or anything for that. It's just a fun little flip card activity to help you start learning terms within the recreation field. And then we are all going to be on this call again on November 17th. So we have a couple of weeks to work on our own independent things. It shouldn't take tons of time, but you have a little bit of time to work on those things before we come together and have another wonderful discussion like this. So I'm just going to double check, but I think we're coming to the end here, friends. Let me just see what else I had wanted to cover today. Yeah, that's it. I should say, if you love to draw, or you love to speak or something, you could answer the questions for number three by doing a drawing and taking a picture and uploading that. Or you could do like a voice recording if you wanted. So if you enjoy making things that way, you can do that as well. Does anyone, I know some people have questions about how to log in, and that's fine, I'll get to that. But before I end the recording, does anyone have questions about anything we've talked about today or any additional reflections that they want to add? You can just unmute yourself. Okay, so this then wraps up our conference call. If you have questions, like text, call, email me, I can help you through it. We'll always send you emails reminding you of when things are due and when we're doing our next call. But otherwise, Masi Cho, thank you all for joining me today. I love your thoughts. I love your feedback, the things you had to say. It's so nice to chat with you all and hear, like, just such young, wonderful voices excited to learn and expand your leadership and your knowledge. So thank you for that. This was a lot of fun. If anyone has questions or needs help with how to log into our online area, hang on the line here and I'm going to help you, but I'm just going to stop the recording before I do that. If you don't have questions, you are welcome to leave and have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.